A little bit about the Omnibasket. A basket, of course, is made of many threads, many fibers. We believe in universal spirituality, that every path that includes divine solution, divine intervention, tender mercies, infinite potential, pure oneness consciousness, all of them, no matter what their degree of awareness to law and solution, they have threads in this basket. The omnipotent factor talks toward the greatest force of all. And this force is made of goodness. Not just what's good for us, because sometimes, you know, slap upside the head can be exactly what we need in the outer. But on the inner, we need to remember that we are made up of many threads, like a tapestry or a basket. We souls, according to the Omnibasket, are called the askers. We are told that God, Source, or Godliness, is in fact pure oneness consciousness, and that all the deities and all the spirits and all the souls have that speck within them. The degree of light, the degree of oneness or enlightenment that is expressed is up to the individual. The Hebrew and Christian say that we are created in the image and likeness of God, and that, in fact, we have the ability to co-create. In Genesis, we're told that Adam, which is symbolic for the manifesting or the single focus of our soul, and his first wife, Lilith, were given full charge of everything on this planet. That makes us stewards. That makes us in charge, responsible for how we treat life. Whether it be how do we treat a rock, how do we treat an animal, how do we treat each other? Those are the questions that humanity needs to ask of itself. Do I express goodness? Is my heart centered on the invisible force of love and kindness and truth? Or is my mind focused on what's wrong? Dog eat dog. He who yells loudest wins. It's so important that we realize every thought is what we contribute to world consciousness. And world consciousness is what holds the global citizenry in whatever circumstances we find ourselves to be in. In metaphysics, no matter what religion, we are told that God is made of laws. These laws, when used adversely or by someone who is disturbed or in struggle, confused, or in, shall we say, a pattern of loss, failure, anxiety. In metaphysics, we are told that thought is where everything starts. Even a light bulb has to be thought of before it's created. And that we, souls, humans, are in fact the thought of infinite consciousness, unlimited good consciousness. Within the Omnibasket, it's explained this way. First, we have to understand that anybody who is enlightened, even a scientist like Einstein, realizes that we have an objective mind, which is the intellect, and it is always trying to look for what's wrong and limit us. Then we have a subjective mind, which receives and records and actually directs us. The objective mind is very unaware of the subjective mind, usually. And then we have what is called the super consciousness, which is pure oneness or God mind, universal mind. It is believed within the Omni Basket that in the beginning, and we use that word just for the intellect to be a part of the story, to be a part of the experience, in the beginning, there was only God. There was only pure electromagnetic life force, just consciousness, and it was perfect. Perfect, splendorous, peaceful, harmonious, the most beautiful. But because of its creative nature, it wanted to experience its wonderment of self with individual expressions of self. And so the angelic or the celestial were created. So beauty became Tiferet. Uriel became elimination. That which defends us became virtues and powers and principalities, holy beasts. There was always this expression, but it was an individualized expression of that perfection. And in fact, the angelics were never allowed to vary from their original perfection. So when angels decided to fall in love with women and grow genitalia or share weapons or makeup, they were considered fallen simply by seeing themselves as more beautiful than the rest, which was, of course, Satan's big boo-boo here. He wasn't the only one. Okay. So in fact, a fallen angel can happen simply from falling in love with Lilith, the first feminine with Adam. Now, Lilith was thrown away by Adam because Adam said, well, she doesn't want to submit. You know, she doesn't want to be the wife. I need to be in charge. I get to be the boss. And so consciousness said, okay, Lilith, you can go to the midnight side of the garden, so to speak. That is your realm. And Eve was created because she would submit to Adam. Now, for many of you out there, you're going to say, well, of course, you're supposed to. The Omni Basket reminds us that, in fact, we are both male and female. Whichever gender we choose in body has something to do with our purpose and our path. It's not about being in charge any more than how you put on your pants in the morning. There's certain abilities that women have that men really don't share in general, and vice versa. We need both. Without the womb, there wouldn't be any humanity, right? Even though we recognize it is through the single focus or the masculine side of ourself that we manifest. Now, we'll get more into this as we go. Because the angelics were not allowed to be variable, right? Mother, Father, miracle, pure oneness, extended itself to a third level that is called soul. Now, the first, all soul was created at the same time. And we're just using all this first and last and second and third, all that kind of stuff for the intellect to be a part of the knowledge. Okay. With this third expression, Miracle got to experience co-creator, creating something other than what is true, other than what is perfect. And so we, the human soul, are called the third generation of soul expression. The first two generations are called deities, gods, goddesses. And in fact, in general, they don't like to reincarnate. They like to remain in their immortal states. Now, the two very important pieces here is that, one, of course, we are co-creators. We are who decides to drill out the finite or to create the illusion of separation from God. If we are made in the image and likeness of God, how can we separate from it? Only through our own delusions, only through our own thoughts and emotions. Very, very important piece. But it also says that we are immortal. Our soul is immortal. Only our intellect dies with our bodies. All other intelligence lives through eternity. Now, a lot of people at this point get, you know, kind of confused. So I'm going to try to add one more piece in this lesson. And that is that there really is no future or past life. It's all at once. It's like being in a movie house where you are the star of 100 different movies, perhaps 100, perhaps more. But the point is, you're only aware of each acting role that you're in at a time unless you develop your spiritual nature, at which point you can start to go in and look at your different alter egos. In the spirit world, alter egos are facets of one's soul. And each facet is an opportunity to express as co-creators, as immortal beings. We look very differently on this particular alter ego. You know, this lifetime is always an opportunity. It's an opportunity to excel in our light or to challenge our light. In other words, every time we have created the illusion of darkness or harm or that which can overpower us, it is to see if the light can be put out by the darkness, and it can't. In this Aquarian age, we get to return to this truth. We get to return to the oneness. We get to remember who we are as immortal beings, expressing ourselves in the finite, which is, as the word says, very limited. Omnibasket brings to us an infinite perspective, a spiritual perspective on ourselves. Now, I'm going to talk more about the Omnibasket at other times. This is just to try to get you to realize that what we will offer you, we believe that you will remember from the inside out what this website is going to share with you. We believe that you are a messenger of godliness, just as Jesus said to us. You and I are one. The Father and I are one. Whatever I do, ye shall do, and greater things than this. And if you say to the mountain, be thou removed, and you believe, it will be so. So we're here to share that kind of stuff. But Omnibasket Way, which in fact is matriarchal, it's all about spirit, it's all about being immortal, it's all about realizing, how do you function in that? How do you make it yours, this divinity? How do you fit with deities? How do you fit with pure oneness consciousness? Who are you as a co-creator, as a soul, and as a spirit? We will introduce to you laws and what we consider spiritual science that helps everyone access that empowerment of what Omnibasket calls the beloved child of miracles, here to be blessed and to share the blessings with all. In fact, without humans, without those of us in the manifested to help in the invisible forces' purpose and work, it can't get done. If the invisible could correct and heal and transmute everything going on here on Earth, it would already be done. It takes human counterpart to realize how to become that asker. Remember, Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Not just sit around with good intentions and everything's going to work out. It just never happens. It just never happens. So, together, we plan on walking and talking the path of oneness. Blessings to you. Jehovah.